where you will find him, where you will locate him, where he is seated at the right hand of God. Verse 2. Then he says, set your mind on what? The things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Set your mind, because this mind is the seat of our intellect. It is the seat of our emotions. It is the seat of our imagination. It is the seat of our memory. And it is also the seat of our willpower. We have to set this mind on the things that are above and not on the things that are of this earth. And by so doing, when we set our mind on the things that are above, we will know when the Holy Spirit is speaking. We will receive divine guidance and instructions. Today, brethren, let's put aside every other thing and let's seek him. I want to believe that we will find him as we seek him with all our heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we take our Bible reading, please? Thank you.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Our Lord is good. Amen. Let's take our Bible and read from this book of Psalm. Psalm 105. The first 15 verses. Psalm chapter 105, verses 1 to 15. I read. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Verse 2. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonder acts. Verse 3. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Verse 4. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Verse 5. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. 6. O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. 7. He is the Lord, our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Verse 8. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations. Verse 9. The covenant he made with Abraham, the heart he swore to Isaac. 10. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Verse 11. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. Verse 12. When they were but a few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it. Verse 13. They wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. 14. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Verse 15, which is the terminating verse. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. May the Lord bless his word. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. At this hour, we move straight into the course of the day as I welcome Pastor Mrs. Kemi for the devotion.
Praise the Lord. Hallowed be. Let's rise up on our feet as we worship the Lord. Your name, hallowed be. Your name, hallowed be. Your name, hallowed be. Your name, God God of majesty, divine authority, oh, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, oh Lord, hallowed be your name. Yes, Lord, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. God of majesty. Hallowed your name this morning. Amen. We worship your majesty. We worship you for you are great.
Amen.
You are higher than the highest.
Amen.
You are bigger than the biggest.
Amen.
You are greater than the greatest.
Amen.
Your height no one can imagine.
Yes, Lord.
You are so big, Lord.
Amen.
You are so large.
Amen.
We worship you this morning.
Amen.
We have come to your presence to learn at your feet.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you speak to our heart. Mm. We pray, Lord, that our coming together today will not be in vain.
Amen.
It will be a point of contact to our lifetime because it's an experience that we will never forget.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. It's a privilege to be here this morning. I want to thank God for the privilege to share with us. We are going to the book of John. Book of John chapter 9. I want to share from verse 4 to 5. It says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. We will see that this is the word of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself, who is our Lord, the one who had given us the privilege to be called, the one who has chosen us, says there is a time where no one will be able to work. He's telling us there is timing, and that this day is the day that he needs to work. I just want to charge us this morning that we should live our life in a way knowing fully well that there will be days that we will no longer be able to walk. Knowing fully well that whether we will like it or not, we will get older. We will become old one day. Like the Bible says concerning Isaac, he became old. He had to call his children to bless him. That time will come whether we want it or not. As long as Jesus has given us the privilege to be standing on our feet, he has given us the privilege to see the light of the day. Jesus himself said, I must walk the walk of him who sent me while it is day. When we look at this story, from the beginning, he saw a man that was blind, and ordinarily he was not supposed to do the work that day. But he said, this day, that I'm still alive, that I can carry my hands, that I can open my mouth, I must walk the walk of him who has sent me. He deferred culture. He deferred tradition. He did not bother about what people will say. What is the day? The day that we are in is now that we must do the business. Looking at the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 49. Let's quickly go there. Luke 2 49. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must go about my father's business? Jesus was around 12 years old this time. He went with his parents. Is it that he was obedient, disobedient to his parents? No. But because Jesus knew that there is time is not on his side. And that is the same thing the Lord put to my heart this morning, that time is not on our side. This is no time for us to sit thinking there is still more time. We must go about the business of the Father like we have never been doing. We must take this business seriously more than we have ever done. Jesus said, he must walk the walk of him who has sent him while it is day. This is the day, because he said, those that walk in darkness, they stumble. We know that the day is divided into night and the day. When we continue to wait till the time, we are waiting for the right time. I am waiting for the normal time. It may end up becoming the dark hour. We will not stumble in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We must go about the Father's business as we do our own business. The Father's business must be what is our priority. No matter how tired, no matter the height we think we have attained, no matter the level we think we are in, the Father's business is still the best. And that Father's business is what he has found you and I faithful. He has committed that business into our end. And he said, work it while it is day. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 19. While I was preparing, this is just the scripture that God gave me straight. What must we do to do this work, to cope with this business of the Father? Knowing fully well what we are going through, knowing fully well how busy, knowing fully well how the whole thing is going, what must we do? Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30 to 31. What must we do? 2 Kings 19. From verse 30. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the house of hosts, will do this. What must we do? The word that came straight to my heart says, nurture the root. Say, nurture the root. Followed by this scripture. What must we do at this time? The Bible says when we take our roots downward, we will bear fruit upward. Knowing fully well that we are busy, we have many things to do that needs to be done. When we take our roots downward, the work will be easier. Then I ask myself, how do we nurture roots? There is no plant without the root. Once there is no more root in a plant, the plant will die. And the Bible says in the book of John 15, it says, I am the vine, ye are my branches. Say, ye cannot do anything without me. If Jesus Christ himself is saying that without him we cannot do anything because we must just be attached to him. And the root is what supplies the tree with the strength. We must do what? Take our root downward. Taking our root downward in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Taking our root downward by walking in the light. I said, how do we nurture the root? Then the Holy Spirit told me, there is no root, there is no tree without the root. And no tree can survive without water and without light. What is the water? The word of God. We should nurture the root. The word of God. We should get deeper. Whatever we think we have known the Lord, even Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And Paul got to that stage in his life after he had been in ministry for years. He got to that point in his life that he felt this is the time that he needed to take root downward more than ever before. The word of God. May the Lord open our eyes more to his word and give us understanding of his word in Jesus' name. Because without the word of the Lord, we cannot survive. We cannot survive as children of God. The next thing is light. That scripture we read, he said, for I am the light of the world. In John chapter 9 verse 5. Even Jesus, when he said he must do the work that God has sent him while it is day, he also linked it with light. It means as light of Jesus Christ, we need to shine every day, every hour, at every corner. Praise the Lord. Fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, doing God's business, then we will bear fruit. Then we will not live like that, those who stumble. Then we will not do all this laboring on earth. And we get there, and God will say, depart from me, out. It will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Because as we go about the Father's business, we are also taking our roots downward. Because as long as we are going about the Father's business without taking our roots downward, there is danger. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I know we have come to this place this morning between 9 to 6 to seek his face. Even as we have come to seek his face, we are going to come against every form of distraction. We want to find him. As we seek him, taking our roots downward, we will not miss it in Jesus' name. It's time to pray. We are going to rise up on our feet. We are going to ask God to help us. Is it that we are not serving him? We are doing it. But he is saying there is a day that is the day, and there is other day that is the night. May we not continue to postpone what we ought to do till the night of our time come. We are going to pray, Lord, help me to walk now that is the day. Let's pray in Jesus' name. And any way you think the Holy Spirit has ministered to you this morning, just commit yourself to the hand of the Lord. Lord, more than ever before, I want to walk in this time that is called day. I don't want to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Then night will come suddenly upon me. Lord, give me the grace, give me the strength to continue to do this work while it is day. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to also pray, Lord, as we go about our business, we want to take the business of the Father more seriously. Help me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, to discover how to function in that place, doing the business of the Father, even as I am doing what I ought to do, in the name of Jesus Christ. There are many things that would have hindered Jesus from doing the business in the day, but he didn't give in. He didn't give in to tradition. This is how it is being done. This is how it must be done. He did not give up to tradition. He did not allow culture to stop him from doing the work in the day. He did not allow any form of distraction to stop him from doing the work while it is the day. We are going to pray, Lord, help me, oh Lord, to take my roots downward. To take the roots, that the roots will be watered every day. To take the roots downward, that I may be watered. Oh Lord, water me. Help me, oh God, to pay the price of taking the roots downward. Because it is a price that we need to pay for us, for the light to grow healthy. There's no how it can do it without tapping into the water. There's no how it can do it without the light. Lord, more than ever before, I want to walk in the day. I want to walk in the light. Help me, Lord. Let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray. Yes, Lord, we pray. We pray this morning, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to be in the light, to walk in the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, Lord. Let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh God, that we may be children of light. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us. In the name of Jesus, give us the grace to pay the price in the name of Jesus Christ. For without us being attached to you, we cannot survive. Lord, we want to survive doing the right thing as we go about the business of the Father. We want to do it in the right way, not forgetting our source in the name of Jesus. For our source is the water. For our source is the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Let's come against every form of distraction in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever has been distracting me, or whatsoever want to distract me from doing this thing properly, from going this business properly, I take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to take authority over every form of distraction. Send it out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over every form of distraction. Whatsoever has been posing as distraction to our life, whatsoever has been posing as distraction to doing the work right, for doing the business in the day, we take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to appreciate his holy name. Let's thank him for his word. Blessed be your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. May our light continue to shine in Jesus' name. And as we go in the world, may we be able to do the Father's business. As we take the second hymn, Ancient Word.
La 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 la. Holy Word, long preserved for our walk in this world. There is sound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient word impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope. In this world wherein we roam, ancient word will guide us home. Ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient word impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, hear the faithful word of Christ. Ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, ancient word impart. Holy words, long preserved for our work in this world. There is sound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient word impart. Ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh,
ancient word impart our lives in Jesus' name. May we be seated as we go straight to the first message, as I welcome the